There are a lot of important military artifacts in this museum, and Dr. Robert Smith can tell you why each is very important to the development of the American military. However, there's one interesting exhibit that seems to draw a lot of stares. If you've never seen a horse wearing a gas mask, join us on this interesting look at the U.S. Cavalry. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Dr. Robert Smith loves sharing the history of Fort Riley. He oversees many museums and artifacts here, including the Custer House.
Our great secret is the Custer House. Custer never lived in that house. He lived three doors down.
However, the Custer House has been restored, and Smith says Custer would certainly recognize the 19th century amenities. Fort Riley was also home to Buffalo Soldiers.
The Buffalo Soldiers were the 9th and 10th Cavalry Regiments, and these were formed right after the Civil War. They consisted of the black soldiers serving in the cavalry. The Buffalo Soldiers were deployed here many, many times in the 1880s, 90s, even 1900s, up to the 1940s.
As the American military moved into the 20th century, the old cavalry units composed of soldiers on horseback gradually began to change here at Fort Riley.
In the mid-1930s, there was exercises held here at Fort Riley between mechanized forces and mounted forces to see which would best work in a future war.
The U.S. Cavalry Museum here chronicles that history. Smith says a couple of artifacts seem to get a lot of attention.
An 1880s Gatling gun turned out 1,500 rounds a minute, early form of machine gun, and probably the most unusual piece we have here is our horse that has a gas mask that was developed in the late 1930s, 1940s in order to protect horses from any kind of gas attack.
The museums are open to the public, a piece of history on a military outpost still protecting freedom around the globe. Traveling the countryside in Junction City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.